So just this morning, there's an article in Axios that indicates that the CDC lab for coronavirus test kits may have been contaminated. And it goes on to say that a top federal scientist sounded the alarm about what he feared was contamination in an Atlanta lab where the government made test kits for the coronavirus, according to sources familiar with the situation in Atlanta. The Trump administration has subsequently ordered an independent investigation of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lab, and manufacturing of the virus test kits has now been moved, according to sources. And the article indicates that the CDC lab in Atlanta developed a testing formula for the coronavirus test, which the government says works, and was manufacturing relatively small amounts of the testing kits for laboratories around the country. This is where the lab evidently ran into problems, per sources familiar with the situation, say in the article. And the U.S. government has admitted to problems with its diagnostic test, which have put the U.S. well behind. And we've lost valuable time here, folks. We've put us well behind China and South Korea in doing large-scale testing of the American public for the coronavirus. So far here in the United States, the U.S. has only tested 3,600 people, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. And the article says that on Thursday afternoon, the concerns about the Atlanta laboratory were raised in a conference call that included senior government officials from multiple agencies, including the DHS, the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health. The purpose of the call was to figure out ways to mass produce the testing kits and get them to the market quickly. And out of this, an HHS spokesperson promised that by the end of the week, we'll have the capacity to test up to 75,000 individuals by the end of this coming week. So one of the things that was driving who gets tested was that until Thursday of last week, the CDC's guidance was to only test Americans for the coronavirus if they'd recently traveled to China or they've had close contact with somebody that has been known to have the virus. And as we know, this thing can be asymptomatic for a very long period of time. Compare that to what they've been doing in South Korea, where they've tested 65,000 people for the coronavirus. As of last week, the U.S. had only tested 459. China can reportedly conduct up to 1.6 million tests a week. And the thing that really irks me about this whole article here, folks, and I think we need an answer to this. We've lost valuable time because we had a problem with the test kits. We still don't have, compared to the amount of people that we have in the United States, we don't have, even 75,000 test kits will not be enough by the end of this coming week. So hear this. Although the World Health Organization, according to this article, has sent testing kits to 57 other countries, the U.S. decided to make its own. Who made that decision that we were not going to accept test kits from the World Health Organization when we obviously needed them? Who made that decision that we were going to make our own test kits and then we botched the process? So folks, this is the second problem that I have with the way that this administration has rolled out the response to the coronavirus. The first one was allowing people from the coronavirus cruise ship to actually come over on the airplane with people that were sick. And then they were greeted by people from the HHS staff that were ill-equipped. They didn't have the gear. They didn't have a means to protect themselves from the virus. And then those HHS staff people went home throughout the United States. That's a huge problem. The second one is this. Who decided that the U.S. was going to make its own test kits? That put us terribly behind other countries. We're, in my opinion, we're far behind the amount of testing that we should be doing in the United States, and it's just another blunder by this administration.